Don't you dare pull over. We are not having sex in public. Cars have windows which people can see into. If we get caught, our reputations would be trashed. You know that. Besides, I don't want to tonight. I had a lot of wine at the Joneses' party. Well, I'm sorry that you think we don't have enough sex, but what am I supposed to do about it? And why do we always have to fight about this? We both have very busy lives, which leaves us tired and with little free time. Quickies. Well, that may have been fun in college when we had libidos higher than Mount Everest, but we're grown-ups now. Yeah? Tell me, how should I make more free time? No, I'm not gonna drop the PTA! It doesn't matter that our kids are grown up. I am head of the PTA. I made it what it is. I enjoy it. I don't want to sit at home doing nothing. It's a way to give my life purpose. Just like being the president of the town council matters to you. Maybe you should quit that. Look out! Hello, I'm Karen Bennett. I'm here to see my husband. It's, a conjugal visit. I need to speak to your supervisor. About your inappropriate sexual innuendo. Then write down your name and supervisor's number so I can call and report you when they are available. You're not going to give me your name? That is insubordination. No, it is. My tax dollars pay your salary. Since I'm the one paying you, you need to listen to me and make sure I am satisfied. I know damn well that this is a prison and not a restaurant. I'm also going to tell your boss about you being condescending to me. Honey! I am so glad to see you. This place is terrible. I had to surrender my personal items, and then they searched me. There are guards outside of this trailer with guns. This is not good self-care. I don't know if anyone told you, but I was knocked unconscious during the accident. When I woke up, the kids were there, and I asked them where you were. They told me that you were arrested. I couldn't do anything because I wasn't released from the hospital until 3 days later. You need to know that I am working on your appeal. This is such bullshit. Vehicular manslaughter? It was their fault. The GoPro footage proves that. How was that evidence inadmissible in court? Fucking technicality. Excuse my language. There is no way that I am going to let you rot in prison for 15 years. We are going to prove that you are innocent and get you out of here. Then we'll find a way to rebuild our reputations. We are seen as garbage now. The media keeps talking about the scandal. You got ousted from your town council seat. We have nothing left. I had to close your accounting business and sell the house just so I could support myself. How can you even think about being intimate when... Sorry, yes, I know we only have an hour in here. Stop it! Do not take off my clothes. There are probably cameras. You would not believe how all the guards were looking at me. Like I was some cheap piece of meat. I do not need them seeing me naked. Plus, I don't want to walk out of here with cum leaking out of me. I am not giving you a blowjob! Remember me admitting how much I hate them and don't want to give them anymore? I know you do. Look, I'll give you a hand job, okay? Next time, I'll even bring a condom so that we can have intercourse. Sweetheart, I really don't want to take my breasts out. There really could be cameras, like I said. True, they are great tits. Fine, I'll do it. There you go. Well, that was quick. I am so glad that your cum did not hit my shoes. It was close, though. Well, this was a successful visit. You finally got to have an orgasm. Sorry. I didn't think that you would mind if I wiped off my hands. I can't walk out there with cum on them or anything else. So what am I supposed to do with it? Your uniform is probably filthy anyway. No one will notice or care that there's cum on it. Oh, that sigh. I know you wanted more than just a hand job. Next time. I promise. Mwah. Hi, darling. Yes, I brought a condom. What is it with you and the guards? When I got searched, one of them made a snide remark about how there was only one condom. And now you! We only have an hour. One is plenty. And if it's a problem for you, then we don't need to have sex at all, and I can just go. Good. Glad it's no longer an issue. We are not doing doggy. I need to make sure that I can see the condom is on your penis when you enter me. The last time we did doggy, you took it off before you entered me. Just because it happened back in college does not mean that it did not happen. At least the bed doesn't look as dirty as the rest of this trailer. This bed is not very comfortable at all. Could you possibly thrust into me any harder? Slow down. I need at least a little romance. Did you hear me? I don't care how horny you are. I am your wife, the love of your life. So act like it. I want you to be more gentle, be loving. At least it's starting to feel somewhat good. Oh no, your moan. And I know that face. You are not going to... I guess that's it then. If you got laid more often, you could last longer. Just don't start. I don't want to have this argument again. Don't we have anything else to talk about? I guess not. As I said, I don't want to fight. So I'm going to go. But you should know that I do love you, and I have been missing you a lot. Bye for now. Yes, I'm Mrs. Bennett. Yeah, I just met with him and finished collecting my personal belongings. I suppose I have a few minutes to talk. So, you're the warden, huh? What's going on? What? How do you think you might be able to get the conviction overturned? That would be amazing if you could pull some strings. A favor? Sure, anything. So what can I do for you? That's it? I don't think that I understand. What exactly do you want me to do? Besides have an open mind and do everything you say during my next conjugal visit. And he'll really be able to come home with me if I do? He'll never leave this prison again if I don't do what you ask? Well, I told you. I'll do anything. Okay. I will ask to speak to the captain of the guards next time I visit. Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Karen. You're the captain of the guards? The warden told me that this was how this was going to work, but he didn't go into any detail about what I need to do. Yes, of course, I'll do whatever I'm asked to do. What are the instructions? Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I said, yes, sir. Hi, hun. Are you okay? Well, I know what might cheer you up. We are going to have sex without a condom today. Wow, okay, that is a big smile. You're in a hurry to get those clothes off. Good. I'm going to slide my panties down and pull my breasts, my tits, out of my bra. You are rock hard. Yes, all fours. We're doing doggy. Now fuck me hard. Okay, you are fucking me so hard. That sound is my head hitting the wall, by the way. Feel my pussy squeezing your cock? No, don't slow down. I heard you moan, and it's okay. Just fuck me. Don't worry about when you come. It could be now, it could be later. I don't care. I'm only pulling my panties back up so I can keep all your cum right where it is and belongs. And don't worry, we're not done yet. Let me get that cock in my mouth. That tastes so good. Look at that. You're already hard again. I want you to face fuck me. I know, I've never let you do that before. But that was then, and this is now. Do it. Please? Here, let me try that again. I want to do this for you. Just give me 1 second. Practice makes perfect. All right. What?
when you are using my throat like a pussy, baby. I love it. I can see all my mascara running. I want you to come on my face. Yeah, stroke it and get all your cum on my face. Hit the target, baby. My face is coated. Let me clean you off. Sorry, sweetie. I really need to go. Bye. I did what you said. Do you have something I can wipe my face with? I don't want anyone else to see me like this. I hope the bathroom is close by. Oh my God! That prisoner is leering at me. Oh good, a bathroom. I can't clean up until the guard inspects my pussy? Please, just let me wash my face first before she does it. Yes, sir. I'll bend over the stool. Wait, should I take my panties off first? No? Okay. I am so glad that he left before you did this. Yeah, I'll spread my legs more for you. No cum on my thighs? Can you really tell? Are you wearing gloves? None on the outside of my panties? If the outside of them is hot and wet, then I think that's proof. I don't think that you need to slide my panties to the side. No cum on the inside of my panties either? How can that be? Oh, good. I just felt some cum slide out after you stuck your finger in. So we're done? Great. I can finally clean up. Hello. Yeah, as I said, I did everything you told me to do. I am so glad that it's over. Hello? What about my husband? Hello? Open the door, please. Honey, you're out. It's over. We can go now.